On Friday, August 7th, 1987, 43 Kanakas from Waianae in a deluxe, super-duper air-conditioned, tinted glass tourist-kind bus headed to Honolulu on an excursion to the palace, Iolani Palace. Racing through Waianae, Maili, Nanakuli, past Kahe Point, past the Everplain. In the back of the bus, the teenagers, 35 of them, were rapping and snapping and shouting to friends and strangers alike, "Hey, how's it? Check it out. Going to town." Along the way, people stop and stare, wondering, what are those blahs and titas doing in that bus? Cousin Bozo, our driver, yes, that's his real name, spins the steering wheel, squeezing and angling that hulk of a bus through gates made just wide enough for horses and carriages and buggies. Docent Doris greets us. "Aloha mai, aloha mai, aloha mai. Only 20 per group, please. Young people, please deposit your gum and candy in the trash. No radios, no cameras. Quiet, please. Now, will you follow me up these steps? Hele mai oko e avivi." Like a pile of fish, we rush after her. At the top of the steps, we put on soft mauve-colored cloth coverings over our shoes and slippers to protect the precious koa wood floors from the imprint of our modern step. Through the polished koa wood doors with elegantly etched glass windows, Docent Doris ushers us into another time. Over the carefully polished floors, we glide through the darkened hallways, spinning, sniffing, turning, fingers reaching to touch something sacred, something forbidden, quickly. Then into the formal dining room, silent now, table set, the finest French crystal gleaming, spoons, knives, forks laid with precision next to gold-rimmed plates with the emblem of the king. Silent now. La Amea, ooh. Portraits of friends of Hawaii line the dining room walls. A Napoleon, a British admiral, but no portrait of any American president. Did you know that? Then, into the ballroom, where the king, Kalakaua, and his queen, Kapi'olani, and their guests waltzed, sang, and laughed, and yawned into the dawn. No one daring to leave before His Majesty. Now, as then, the Royal Hawaiian Band plays the Hawaiian national anthem and all chattering and negotiating stop. The king and his shy queen descend the center stairway, and up that same stairway we ascend, the 20 of us, encouraged at last to touch, running our hands over the koa railing, we embrace our history. To the right is the queen's sunny room, a faint rustle of petticoats. To the left, we enter the king's study, books everywhere, photographs everywhere, the smell of leather and tobacco, ink and parchment, the smell of a man at work, electric light bulbs. In the palace of a savage, can you imagine? Docent Doris tells us to be proud that electricity lit the palace before the White House. There. A telephone on the wall. Eva Lenny longs to open those books on his desk. Tony tries to read and translate the documents written in Hawaiian, just lying on his desk. La Amea, ooh. Slowly we leave the king and walk into the final room to be viewed on the second floor. The room is almost empty. The room is almost dark. It is a small room. It is a confining room. It is the prison room of Queen Liliʻuokalani. Docent Doris tells us, this is the room Queen Liliʻuokalani was imprisoned in for 9 months after she was convicted of treason. She had only one haole lady in waiting. She was not allowed to leave this room during that time. She was not allowed to have any visitors or communications with anyone else. She was not allowed to have any knowledge of what was happening to her Hawaii or to her people. Liliʻuokalani. Ooh. I move away from the group. First, I walk to one dark corner, then another, then another, pacing, searching, trying to find a point of reference, an anchor, a hole, a door, a hand, a window, my breath. I was in that room, her room, in which she lived and died and composed songs for her people. It was the room in which she composed prayers to a deaf people. Oh, honest Americans, hear me for my downtrodden people. She stood with me at her window, looking out on the world that she would never rule again, looking out on the world that she would only remember in the scent of flowers, looking out on a world that once despised her. And in my left ear, she whispered, "Eh, Pua, remember, this is not America, and we are not Americans. Hawaii pono'i. Amen."